It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on dogma, a raging condition afflicting many activists and organizations in Marin. As both my loyal listeners know, I have been attempting to have a guest on the show who supports Plan Bay Area. In the course of this effort, dogma has smacked me in the face several times, not always from those who support Plan Bay Area. I will explain during this show, and then at the end, make some practical suggestions on how you can tame dogma locally. What exactly is dogma? Well, the common definition is a belief or set of beliefs that is accepted by the members of a group without being questioned or doubted. You could probably add that anyone who would dare to question or doubt the belief would be immediately labeled by the group as a heretic or a scoundrel. So am I saying that people should not believe in their cause fervently? Most certainly not. But I am a fervent believer that there are two sides to every story. If people are unwilling to listen to the other side and essentially dismiss any opposing argument as a myth, then those people are losing an opportunity to possibly find the truth. Even Saul Alinsky, in his book Rules for Radicals, admitted that he detested and feared dogma. He cautioned that dogma is the enemy of human freedom. He wrote, and I quote, "The human spirit glows from that small inner light of doubt whether we are right, while those who believe with complete certainty that they possess the right are dark inside and darken the world outside with cruelty, pain, and injustice." For those of you who know me, you may find it odd for me to be quoting Saul Alinsky, but I assure you that I agree with him on many of his ideas. Our judicial system has its flaws, but the beauty of it is that the parties have the opportunity to present their respective sides to an objective listener or listeners. In this case, that could be the public. Frequently, the truth lies somewhere between the two arguments, and it is up to the judge or jury or people to garner the truth. In recent days, I have encountered one side calling the other side names and in some cases dismissing the other side's arguments as unsupported. In one case, I challenged one of these dismissive groups on two important conclusions they had reached that were not supported by any other resource. The response I got from the group, "These points we believe to be self-evident." Maybe these important conclusions were obvious to them, but the points certainly weren't obvious to me. This is what I mean by dogma. The group believed their beliefs to essentially be infallible. I understand how this happens. If the other side has been attacking your positions, there is a natural tendency to defend them, even if irrationally. I saw enough evidence of this behavior during the recent Syria ballyhoo, but I think Alinsky is right. If you let dogma permeate your organization, your group loses its perspective, and then eventually it loses its relevance in the world. So what can you do to combat dogma? Well, for one thing, you can challenge it whenever you encounter it. If someone claims to be absolutely right, ask them to switch sides and put forth the best argument for the other side. If they can't articulate the beliefs of the other side, you will plainly see the individual has been bitten by dogma. Also, keep an open mind on all this planning and zoning stuff. There is a mixture of politics, equality, greed, and fair practices in the midst of all the acronyms, studies, reports, and haranguing. I am suspicious of the motivations of many of the driving forces behind the planning effort, but do believe many good people have committed to the cause for the benefit of the environment and of their fellow man. Many of those opposed to the planning effort are intelligent folks who have studied the issues and provided good feedback to the government agencies on ways to improve the planning effort. In the vast majority of cases, the agencies have ignored the input. As a result, the opponents distrust the plan. We have a battle brewing, and so, to make the result a good one, we need to keep dogma out of the equation. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.